Presented by Listen Headlines. Latest financial news from trusted sources.
Thorex Live. January 9, 1917 America, New York. Coronavirus measures have been tightened in Taiwan and the alert extended. Taiwan's level 2 COVID-19 alert has been extended until January 24. Mask mandate tightened. The wearing of masks will once again be required when exercising, singing, taking photos, broadcasting live, recording video, hosting, reporting, giving a speech, lecturing, or participating in the filming of E. Thorex Live. January 9, 1909 America, New York. Japanese media says the BOJ may increase its forecast for inflation. Yomiuri Press reports that the bank is looking at higher material costs as a driver of higher CPI. Yomiuri on BOJ forecasts. Outlook for price trends for the fiscal 2022 is currently at 0.9%, will be raised to 1% or higher.
BBC News Business. January 9, 1907 America, New York. What is the biggest challenge for your business in 2022? What are industry leaders planning for in the coming year? BBC News Business. January 9, 1902 America, New York. Virgin and O2 users to not face EU roaming charges. Virgin Media O2 says it will not reintroduce fees for mobile data use and calls in EU countries.
Thorex Live. January 9, 1902 America, New York. Australia monthly inflation gauge for December 2021, 0.2% meter per meter, prior 0.3%. Data from the Melbourne Institute monthly inflation survey. More to come.
Daily FX Market News. January 9, 1900 America, New York, AUD, USD eyed to gauge risk as traders eye incoming US and Chinese CPI. AUD, USD is slightly lower in early Asia-Pacific trading, as US and Chinese inflation data approach following a sour week of trading after the Fed's pace of rate hikes are seen accelerating.
BBC News Business. January 9, 1900 America, New York, energy bills, fix insulation to tackle cost of heating, PM told. An industry group is calling for more funding for home improvements to help bring down the cost of heating homes.
Thorex Live. January 9, 1853 America, New York. BTC, USD tracking in the middle of its weekend range as Asia morning trade gets underway. BTC, USD is currently just under US$42,000 after a bit of a swing over the weekend, rising from lows under $40,800. BTC has been heavy since the FOMC minutes, December meeting, were published on Wednesday last week. Thorex Live. January 9, 1819 America, New York. U.S. Federal Reserve Chair Powell testimony on Tuesday, preview. 10 a.m. U.S. ET is 1500 GMT. Powell is testifying before the Senate Banking Committee. Powell will begin by presenting brief written comments, and then a Q&A with the senators will begin.
Armstrong Economics. January 9, 1817 America, New York. Breaking news. The administration resigns over inflation. Govet falls. Sorry, if you thought this was the Biden administration or Germany, Austria, or France. Unfortunately, it was the Kazakhstan government has collapsed and its leaders are fleeing.
Thorex Live. January 9, 1740 America, New York. EUR, USD support and resistance levels, on the way to 1.10. A snippet from a note via Scotia on the euro. Analysts at the bank expects it's more likely for the Federal Reserve to hike by 100 bits per second this year than it is for the European Central Bank to hike by even 10 bits per second, an order of magnitude difference.
BBC News Business. January 9, 1734 America, New York. Scrap business rates due to energy costs, labor. A windfall tax on gas and oil producers would help firms struggling with bills, labor says.
Thorex Live. January 9, 1713 America, New York. Canada international truck driver mandate, proof of vaccination required. Canada will require all trucker drivers entering from the United States to show proof of vaccination starting on Saturday. This has raised supply chain concerns, of course. Thorex Live. January 9, 1654 America, New York. Magnitude 5.5 earthquake, Greece. Magnitude 5.5 to 5.8 being reported. Depth 10 kilometers EMSC. M 5.85 kilometers NNE of Florina. Greece depth 2 kilometers map via GFZ. German Research Center for Geosciences, GFZ. Thorex Live. January 9, 1631 America, New York, ICYMI, cluster of 20 Omicron cases hits Tianjin, a gateway city to Beijing. Here is the piece. Cluster of 20 Omicron cases hits Tianjin, a gateway city to Beijing is noted in the article. With the Beijing Winter Olympics less than a month away, the outbreak will cause grave concern. Forex Live, January 9, 1619 America, New York, Trade Ideas Thread, Monday the 10th of January 2022. Weeklome to the new Forex Week. Any charts, technical analysis, trade ideas, thoughts, views, Forex Live traders would like to share and discuss with fellow Forex Live traders, please do so. Forex Live, January 9, 1605 America, New York, three Japan prefectures entered a quasi-state of emergency on Sunday. Okinawa, Hiroshima and Yamaguchi prefectures measures will last through until January 31. Allows prefectural governors to impose antivirus measures less strict in nature than a full state of emergency. Forex Live, January 9, 1548 America, New York, weekend oil news, output at Kazakhstan's Tengiz oilfield is being gradually restored. Tengiz is Kazakhstan's largest oilfield. Production was trimmed due to disruptions from protest actions in the country. Latest from Chevron, the largest foreign oil producer in Kazakhstan with a 50% stake in the Tengiz-Chevroil joint venture. Forex Live, January 9, 1540 America, New York, economic calendar due from Asia today, Monday the 10th of January 2022. On the data agenda ahead for the day, a light 1.000 GMT inflation data from Australia, the private survey not official CPI Melbourne Institute monthly inflation gauge for December 2021 prior 0.3% meter per meter prior 3.1% Y.000 GMT Australian building permits for November 2021 expected 3% meter per meter prior minus 12.9%. Forex Live, January 9, 1537 America, New York, APAC time zone traders heads up, it's a holiday in Japan today. Japanese markets are closed. This will thin out liquidity and interest for the session. New Zealand, Australia, Singapore and Hong Kong are the major FX centers open today.
The Library of Economics and Liberty, January 9, 1535 America, New York, why I'm a contrarian on fiscal policy. David Levy directed me to a thoughtful post by Olivier Blanchard, which discusses the case for using fiscal policy. Here's how he starts the post. Over the last decade, it has become obvious that the decline in real interest rates forced us to revisit the scope and the role of fiscal policy.